Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من وضع نفسه مواضع التهمة فلا يلومن من أساء به الظن.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "He who puts himself in conditions of ill repute should not blame those who entertain bad ideas about him."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly universal. And we say so because we find that even after the passing of well over 1,000 years, which is truly a long time, we find that despite the passing of well over 1,000 years, the statements and the behaviors and the manners and the decisions and the characteristics and qualities and persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam are still very much applicable to this present day and age. Now, this can only come about if an individual is connected to the creator of time, the creator of space, and truly the source of knowledge and wisdom, that is, the Almighty Allah. In this holy month of Ramadan, we can benefit so much from the beautiful statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One such statement which we find from Imam Ali alayhi salam is where His Eminence says, "Ease and peace of mind will never come to a person who is jealous." In today's day and age where everybody is looking for just a little bit of ease and peace of mind, this statement from Imam Ali seems like a golden prescription given to us by a doctor, a physician who is connected to the divine. Are we not all looking for peace of mind, even if it is just a little bit? Imam Ali alayhi salam says to us that if you are a person who has the quality of being jealous, then ease and peace of mind will never come to you. It is such a beautiful statement. It is such a simple statement. But when you go into the depths of this statement from Imam Ali and this universal persona, we find that the spiritual aspects of it can be clearly seen. If, God forbid, we suffer from this negative quality of being jealous, or perhaps if we have seen other people who are jealous, you will notice that a person who is jealous has this kind of incessant greed within them. First off, they're never satisfied with what they have because they want what others have. Two, they're constantly looking at what others have, and thus they overlook what they themselves have. These two things, among the many other repercussions and consequences of being jealous, these two things alone destroy the peace of mind and tranquility of an individual. And so, dear friends, if we want to have that peace of mind, if we want to have tranquility and serenity in our lives, if we want to have ease as far as our mind and our soul and even our body goes, then we must give up this negative and bad quality, this negative habit of being jealous. And so, when we are not a jealous person, we will achieve, to some extent, that peace of mind that we are all searching for. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, all trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Ali is Waliullah in the meaning of the beloved of Allah. And this is confirmed in the 7th year of the Hijrah because of the political situation in the Arabian Peninsula, the Prophet had to march against the Jewish tribe of Khaybar. There are many fortresses there, and most of them were very easily conquered by the Muslim army. However, there was one under the command of Marhab, where Muslims went and tried. Prominent companions led the Muslim army, but failed, came back. And this is their history. One of them came back and complained to the Prophet that the army ran away. The army came later on and said, Rasulullah, the commander went away. You know, so different situations happened. And finally Rasulullah said, okay, he announced that be prepared tomorrow. لَعُتِيَنَّ الرَّأْيَ غَدًا Tomorrow I am giving the flag of leadership and command رَجُلًا to a man يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ who loves Allah and His Messenger, وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ and Allah and His Messenger also loves him, كَرَّارًا غَيْرَ فَرَّارًا He is a fighter, not a runaway, لَا يَرْجَوْ حَتَّى يَفْتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ He will not return until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory in His hands. According to historians, and I was looking at even people like Shibli Nu'mani, a very prominent Sunni alim of Indian subcontinent in this century, he says all the Sahaba were, you know, praying that, you know, may Rasul select me. Even those who sometimes used to say we are not into position, they said at least that night I had this desire that may I be selected. Next morning, all of them gathered outside the tent of Rasulullah. Rasulullah comes out. Nobody volunteered for that position. Why? It wasn't an occasion of volunteering your name. Because the first part you could say, يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ That you love Allah and Rasul. The second part, يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ that Allah and the Rasul also loves him. So there was no matter of asking somebody to volunteer that position. Rasulullah looked around, and everybody was thinking, maybe his eyes will fall on me, or me, or me. And then he didn't see the one whom he wanted to see. And he asked them, Aina Ali? Where is Ali? Quickly they said, oh, Ali is not feeling well. His eyes are hurting. Rasulullah didn't stop there. You know, Rasulullah said, doesn't matter, call him. He comes. And Rasulullah called him close, took the saliva from his tongue, put it in his eyes. This is even in Sunni historians and Shia narrations also. Right away, Amir al-Mu'mineen was cured of the pain and the ailment that he had in his eyes. And Rasulullah gave him the alam and the command. And he goes, and you know the rest of the story, how he was able to conquer the fortress of Khaybar under the command of Marhab.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.